Blog Talk Radio.
Look in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Hulk!
Give me that suit! Meet mild-mannered director trainee Henry Bookerstein becomes Super Hulk. And with powers far beyond those of ordinary men, Super Hulk brings you Soups On!
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I didn't do the possum theme. I will do it in a minute. Bring Gumby on here. Gumby.
Hey. Yes.
Front and center.
Okay, sir. Here
How
we go.
How are you tonight? How are you tonight,
Good.
Sir?
What are you shuffling things around? That was pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I forgot to do the possum theme. I went right into the George
okay.
Harrison thing. So I thought I'd say hello to you and hello to everybody out
well, that
there.
Was
and,
yeah. Oh, possum.
Yeah. So, you want to hear the possum theme?
You know I do.
Whew.
Otherwise,
Man.
We don't know what we're doing.
Mein Gott in Himmel, that dog can fart.
Oh, oh.
We'll be back after this possum theme.
There's a cat in our town. He's the smartest cat around. He's got class and lots of style. He's full of catnip all the while. When he walks down the street, he's sort of sweeps you off your feet. When he's around, you know somehow things will be jumping here and now. He has been called the Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing it's with dignity. Top Cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top. Top Cat. He's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top, top cat. Now you know what we mean. He's the best we've ever seen. Action is his middle name. This cat is everything they claim. So if you need a friend, one who is faithful to the end, or get involved in big disputes, go with the best, no substitutes. Call for the modern Puss in Boots. Come on and meet Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him DC. Providing it's with dignity, Top Cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top, Top Cat. He's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top, Top Cat, Top Cat.
Oh, yeah. Oh. For real, man. Oh, fuck
I
yeah,
I like that
baby.
Version. Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Very quickly, we'll run down the bullshit. Scratch Network, Own Finest, Ray Entertainment, Monday's Possum Hour. Oh! During the week, Clobbering Time. Oh! And then Friday Night Possum. When is that? Fridays. Oh!
I believe it's now.
Listening to it.
Yeah.
Diddy Mow. All right. You ready with your plug?
Yes, I am, sir.
Hit it!
Ready? All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio is Eminence is doing his 50-50 show, where it's top 50 songs of 50 years ago. That's March of 1968. WRIU.org.
Organism. That's the year I had my first nocturnal emission, man. Oh, what is it?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I talked over. What'd you say?
No, I was just throwing in my Possum Blues at 4:30.
4:30, Possum Blues.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the important
There's
one,
the length.
Kids.
And followed by a nocturnal emission. All right. Excellent. Most
beautiful.
Damn right.
Damn right, man. Damn right.
Fuck yeah,
damn
man.
Most.
All right.
Who knows? Where's that Superfly?
Okay. Shoot, man. This isn't good music to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this was for when we were going to have Hillary on. Sorry. Fucked up. All right. That's better. So, did you have a good week?
I had a wonderful week.
Terrific. So did I.
I sold cigars. What you do?
I drew some cartoons. All booked right, some gigs.
Right.
Got a free
That's
lunch.
Good for you. There's no
Went to a restaurant I've never
lunch.
Been to. Well, yeah. I did. I kind of did a cartoon. I got a free
lunch. Oh, okay. Hey, well, there you go. That's how you pay your bills.
Sort of like that. I bought another bottle of scotch, too, man. I bought another bottle of scotch, too, man. It's getting bad. It's stupid. It's getting stupid. I can't resist it, man.
Well, yeah.
Finished off the Johnny Black last night, and then I said, hey, what kind of scotch bar you don't got any Johnny Walker Black on there?
That's right.
And the Johnny Green was on sale. I said, well, you know, shit. I'd be stupid not to get the Johnny Green. You know.
It's a sight. It's a sight.
I tasted it. I brought it home. I tasted it a little bit. It is fucking worth the extra $10. I'm going to tell you what.
Good for you, man. Did you and Bogey taste that last bottle that you got? That you're
no, he hasn't been down. He has not been down yet, man. So I'm waiting. The Cool Ila.
That's it.
That's
okay.
That's waiting. I haven't cracked that one. The Cool Ila.
Good.
Now there's the music that Maggie C likes.
The
whistling guy. Yeah, Maggie, you like the Cool Ila. The Cool Ila is a Ila. I'll bet you it's going to be really good. Fireball and cream soda. CT's drinking. Holy magoo.
Oh, cream soda. They still make that?
My first wife liked that cream soda, man. I used to drink that
when I was
a kid.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still
really
made
sweet.
It. I used to love root beer, too. They make that anymore? They make root
oh,
beer,
yeah.
Birch beer anymore? Yeah?
Birch bark. Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. All right. I was at a gig Sunday, and they were playing, you know, stupid songs on the stupid thing, because you can't have a room full of people without music playing. That would be ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So they played for like the gazillionth time John Melonhead Smith Cougars Smith Pants.
Oh,
Jack and Diane. Huh? Come on. Is it about time for this motherfucker to go down?
I really hate his other one.
Which of Pink Houses? Or which one?
That's the one I think we were just talks about his house or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jack and Diane. It's the same song, just different words.
Yeah.
Isn't
pretty
it?
Much, yeah. Blow it up.
John Melonhead Smith, Camper.
Delegates, In these sordid and morbid times when our national economy is at stake, and steak is $3 a pound, there is a crying need for a man of destiny to step forth. What our country needs is tax reform and land reform. Instead, all we get is chloroform. Shall we continue to remain asleep? Oh. Pay attention. Can't you read the sign?
Who's smoking?
Get out of here.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Very little. That's my new word since the Derek and Kay show. Kay used the word farty. I thought, I like that. That's farty. That's very farty.
Farty.
You want another treat? You can have another one. Yeah. All right. Farty. Farty McFart Fart. Yeah, like Farty McGas Bag. Shoot, man.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can't really whack that scotch tonight, Max. I gotta work tomorrow, you know. But tomorrow night, Katie, bar the door.
Katie, bar the door.
Katie, bar the door.
You know what? You know what we're doing in Pennsylvania? I'm watching it now on a muted television.
What's that?
They're putting up wanted posters. They're after Texas Tony Phil. I don't know why. I guess Winter went over or something. They got it hanging up in post office and everything with a picture of Texas Tony. Texas Tony Phil.
Don't blame the groundhog. Blame the possum. Yeah. All right, I'm back. I got idiot another treat. Sending you to an early grave, Farty.
Farty.
Farty McGas bag. All right.
I like it.
Well, we got a real nice crowd out there tonight. I'll tell you what.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's still there, man. Can you believe it?
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yeah, you know, you saw the fucking switchboard last Monday.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Blow up.
It's a nightmare.
That threw me off. I just blow up edge. That was 2011,
hey,
baby. 2011, we were blowing up edge.
That was this one.
In a way again, in Obama.
What I wouldn't give to be wasting away in Obamaville. Oh, once again,
oh, you
mein Gott in Himmel. Man. All right. Well, this is a good one. There they are, kids. The few, the proud, the possums. Actually, the many, the possums.
And many, yes.
Yeah.
We've been
a nice crowd.
Keep coming, kids.
But there's not four USA.
Hey, four.
He's up top there, on the top of the pile.
Uh-huh. Naughty. Call him Naughty.
Naughty.
He's a very
naughty,
naughty
for
boy.
USA.
He's a very
nice.
Boy.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
And catching a few winks,
he's
there
nice.
Is Agent 6543.
Yes.
No knots.
5-4-3.
No knots. Oh, hook her up.
He's not your messiah. He's just a naughty, naughty for USA.
Naught, naught. So this, naught, is this, naught. Next Friday is Good Friday, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because then April Fool's Day is Easter, so then I can get all my blasphemous pictures and stuff for Friday, next Friday show.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. April Fool's Day is Easter?
Yeah,
oh,
isn't that cool?
I'm going to have fun with that, yes. Not only that, but it's the anniversary of Possum Hour.
No way.
Yeah, we started March 31st, I think.
Weird, man. You mean like the original Possum Hour?
Yeah, the very first show.
The original Possum. Okay.
Yeah, very first show.
Wow. Wow.
2010. Wow. 2010.
That's a long time ago, boy. A lot of miles.
Dan Skippy.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Agent 6543. And there's Apple Cheeks out of Cheeks. Time and a half on April Fool's Day for Maggie C. Nice.
You get time and a half for April Fool's Day?
Because it's Easter, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. And there's Dr. Cake. Wait, she's like close to the bottom of the list tonight, man. That's got to be very comfortable. She's chunked right in there in the middle. And
I
it's a good thing,
why
too.
Did that.
It wouldn't be a good show without Dr. K. No. No. Thanks for coming, Dr. K. Man, I saw that lady that played Dr. K. In a really old Star Trek, like old school Star Trek, you know, like Captain Kirk, you know. Man,
How old was she there?
She had some legs, boy.
Yeah?
We used to call her Star Trek Lady because she was in like two different episodes of the original show.
I remember now. I remember, yeah.
And then she was in, and she was also McCloud's girlfriend on McCloud. But man, she had some nice gams.
Chester's girlfriend. Bring back the gams.
Mr. Dillon. Alrighty. There's G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton is here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Good to have you with us, sir.
Internet
He's
working.
Drinking some Fireball, which is sort of whiskey, I guess.
Green soda. Speaking of firewood, where's Fatty G? Where's he been?
Oh, I think he's having a powwow somewhere or something. I don't know.
Yeah, drinking
smoking
firewood.
Peace pipe. No fire water tonight. Man, that stuff is so tasty, too. I can't wait. I can't wait to have a dram when I get home tomorrow, you know? I'm going to pour a nice one and say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be thinking about it the whole
bed,
way home.
Okay.
I guess I could.
Sleep if you take a shot before bed?
I could do a short one. Very short. You don't want to drink too much of that stuff. That's fire, man. Scotch. Man. The good stuff doesn't give you a hangover, though.
You got to feel it,
cheap
baby.
Stuff. The cheap... No, man. I respect scotch, boy. I don't overdrink that shit.
Okay.
No,
respect it more than wood?
No.
No?
I'll go out of my way for wood.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for coming, GTO, the strongest man on the internet. Drinks.
Scotch would leave a ring.
I've got a bottle of the Fireball on the bar in the bar chest now in the liquor cabinet. It is now a liquor cabinet.
All right.
But I figure, you know, if I ever get lucky enough to lure a skirt in here, a lot of them like that stuff. You know what I mean?
Put on your ski mask and go out and get one.
Abby. Skittles and scotch, man, right here at the Oasis.
Check Ched and get yourself a woman. He's probably got a couple Cheds.
No, that's his barn, man. That's his barn.
That's his barn? Okay, Ched's barn.
He says, I was up in my barn. I'm like, you mean your shed, right?
It's a
barn.
Is it one of those old ones that look like a barn?
I've got the exact same thing. It's not a barn. It's a shed.
Mm-hmm.
It is a shed.
It's a funky shed. That is one funky shed.
It is a funky shed. All right. Well, there's Maggie C., who's... I believe she met the shed owner himself while she was here. Fireball in scotch? Maggie says she mixed Fireball with that McClellan's? Oh, man. I can't even imagine that. That'd be crazy.
And cream soda.
Crazy to... Yeah, throw a little cream soda in there. Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr And last but not least, the Sinister Minister of Finance Parking. Oh, thank you one more time, Maggie C., for coming. Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, the inimitable.
Thank you, Kaiser.
Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Line.
Woo-hoo.
Cayuga.
Super host, Capitol Decker.
Ding, 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 ding.
As the beaver.
Gee!
Whoa! Molly!
Man, that dog can fart.
One, two, three!
I mentioned that was the Hellroys before, man. Or not the Hellroys.
I don't think you did.
That was Hellroys. Previously with Anal Alien. Hellroys is real. And I'm going to be seeing a Hellroys soon, man. I am going to see.
Oh, good.
I couldn't download. I couldn't illegally download. Yeah, I couldn't illegally download Anal Alien. And I says, dude, I wanted to play Anal Alien tonight. And he says, boom, sends me along.
Okay. All right.
So what the, how fucking cool is that? Okay?
That's very cool. You got an insider right there, man.
I mean, it's
you
like calling up George Harrison and saying, well, George, could you send me a copy of that song you did there? And he said, I don't know why I'm talking in Liverpool, but I guess if I talk to George, I might sound like that.
Right.
Anyhow, nice
tell
him to send that along.
I don't know. Tell me he's dead.
Yeah. It'd be part. I could call Sir Ringo. Old Sir Ringo. Sorry, I don't answer fan mail no more. Fuck you. Fuck you all.
Is he pissed that he was the last one to get knighted? Was George ever knighted?
No.
Oh, that's right. I think just Paul was, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just Paul.
Okay.
And John Lennon's not even an MBE because he gave his back.
Yeah.
Mainly to get publicity for his Cold Turkey record. But hey, you know,
hey, it worked.
The motivation. So they ranked in order Paul, Ringo, George, and John because Paul's been he's been a knight for like 20 years, I think. I missed out becoming a Kentucky colonel by this fucking much, man.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. I had to cancel a date with the... long story. Pissed me off.
Okay.
I could have been a Kentucky colonel, though.
Opportunity missed.
I know.
That's right.
I missed it, man.
We all had them.
Fucking...
We all had them.
Instead, I'm the Commodore. What can I say? I'm going to have to get that sound bite on here. You know? The real Commodore's there in the studio. You know, where Commodore Decker told everybody that I was Commodore Decker from now on.
What an honor, man.
That's that. Nobody else has that. That's mine. I own that.
And he called himself the spirit of Commodore Decker, right?
He's
the real
spirit.
One. He's the spirit.
I'm the real one.
And now
he's
really is. Now
I know. He was such a cool guy.
Get that bite. Oh, yeah.
What a cool guy, man. He really was. A fine gentleman.
You know, my favorite was your Steve Stevens on your other show. That was
Steve
that
Stevens
was
fucking
that was
awesome,
my favorite.
Man.
Jeez. Now, those stories were
that
fucking
guy
great.
Knew a story about every fucking buddy that ever lived in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Good gravy.
And good buddies with Mickey Cohen. Have you seen the Mickey Cohen movie yet with Sean Penn?
No.
He was a nasty motherfucker. Yeah.
That was his boy. Crazy. I was just thinking about what's her name? Yeoman Rand. Grace Lee Whitney we had on there too.
Yeah, yeah.
She was a sweetheart. She was a sweetheart.
Yeah. Even though she called you an idiot.
No. She didn't call me an idiot. That was
okay, was someone else?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was the one that was in Freaks and Geeks. The one that played the one geek's mother.
Yeah, I can't think of her name, but yeah.
Claudette something or something. What is that with a C?
Claudia.
Would
Claudia Christian? Claudia Christian?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
She called me an idiot. Well, Steve Stevens called me cheap. What the fuck, man? What are you gonna do? It was an honest cop, man. He's right about that, man.
And who was the one guest that implied that you were an idiot because someone on the phone said gender wrong? That black guy.
Dude.
What the hell is that black guy? That black guy.
Oh, you mean,
something?
Daggummit.
Blair something. Or something Blair. I forget the name.
He's still my Facebook friend. I should know his name. Losing my mind. We had the guy that was the Vulcan. The Vulcan guy was cool. The dude from Tuvok, yeah. Cakes on the trolley. Tuvok was funny, man. He's the one that said, will we beam out at the end? And he goes, yeah, why don't you put me in the freezer section at the supermarket? I need to pick up something.
I remember that. Yeah.
And you're a funny guy. That was funny, man. That was cool as shit, man. Nice guy.
I don't know who he was, but I remember it now.
Yeah.
For those that not know, that was Commodore's last show.
Yeah.
That's the possible. Yeah. We had Art Paul.
I don't know.
Awesome right here.
Yeah, Art Paul we've had on Possum in Virginia. That's it.
In that order. Well, I was against it from the beginning. I was kind of against guest stars, unless they're silly, like Cheesehead.
Well, yeah. And then remember we had the guy that sang Star Trek songs or something? That guy was weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is he still around? He was a favorite friend too, wasn't he? That guy,
I don't know.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Yeah.
Possum Hour?
Man, that was so cool. He was such a cool guy, man. I'm sure he could kick my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Here we go.
Chain smoking cigarettes at what, 87 now, is he? 88?
Yeah.
87?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? He's 8. Well, yeah, he's
my aunt just turned 96.
Well, you know, you got to go with what's working, man, I think, at that age.
Yeah.
Quitting at that age
is
probably dumb.
Can't be going that long.
Janeway got half the guests, I'd say,
Kate. Turned
96
today,
Cake.
My aunt.
Oh, well, God bless her.
90 fucking.
Cake saying that Janeway got all the guests, but no, she got half because I got all the old people.
We gotta get Janeway on here.
Oh, she's such a honey. I haven't talked to her in a while. It's my sweetheart.
Of course, I got her on Instagram. Check out those pictures. What a sweetheart she is.
She's a gorgeous. I couldn't even, when I met her, I couldn't even look at her. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Exactly.
She's like, well, what's the matter? I'm like, if I look at you, I'm going to be, like, drooling on you, you know?
Uh-huh.
The fuck?
Exactly.
And it was weird.
The pants
it's got to be weird being, it's got to be weird being that good looking because, like, when we went out, like, guys were just staring at her. I mean, like,
sure.
Hard.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like, scary. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, it's got to be, like, almost a burden to be that pretty in a way.
All the time.
Sheesh. That would make me uncomfortable, man.
Now, you know what? You get used to it. You know, I get all the chicks looking at me. Yeah, you get used to it.
Hey, I got my hair cut, man. I'm getting the... You know I'm getting the...
There you go.
I look like fucking Race Bannon, man. I need one of them double-breasted red shirts, and I'll be in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
You like gladiator movies? How about you, Hodgy? Hodge. Johnny and Hodgy.
Johnny and Hodge.
Oh, boy. Should we do a quickie for the three?
I like quickies that lead into the three. You know that. It gets my willy dancing.
Yeah, we're all the quickies. So we took all the quickies away. Yeah, right. Somebody cleaned out the... Not true. Okay. Oh, in honor of Ted Bessel's birthday this week.
Ted Bessel, 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 Ted Bessel. I said Bessel, I mean Ted Bessel. Ted Bessel's my man. Ted Bessel. Bessel lives. Bessel is my man. I like Ted Bessel. Bessel is human. Yeah. Don Hollinger forever. I love Ted Bessel. He's the greatest guy that ever lived.
I don't know why I love that, but I love that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think it's great.
Ted Bessel.
We got to get that guy.
Because he's such a likable guy. He's such a nice guy.
Yes, he is.
He's Anne-Marie's boyfriend.
His father didn't like him. Yeah.
Anne-Marie didn't like him.
And we don't know why. How can you not like
Ted Bessel? In the Marines with Gomer Pyle.
Yes, and Snyder.
Ted Bessel. Don Hollinger forever. is that going to be enough treats, Ted, I hope? My God. You're using up my Glade candles, dude. Well, he got to the creamy center. Nice.
Attaboy.
The creamy, creamy
Attaboy
center.
Party.
Oh, that's one of my ones for Friday. Although it's not really... Ten Commandments doesn't have nothing to do with Easter, but they always show that movie on Easter, right?
Yeah.
So I got a picture of Charlton Heston, right? He's got, instead of the two tablets, he's got two Twinkies. Huh? Look forward to that in Friday's, next Friday's slideshow. Who's your Messiah now?
Did you ever see that movie? You ever see that movie, The Invention of Lion? I think I told you about it.
No.
It's a very atheist story. It's this guy, no one lies. No one invented it. You know, everyone's forced to tell the truth. And there's one guy goes to see his mother dying in a hospital, and she's scared because she's dying, and he just lied. And that was how religion started. Very good. Telling her that you're going to go to a magical place with mansions. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ooh, speaking of a magical place.
Yeah, but what I was getting at,
you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, no. What reminded me of it is he came out with rules to the people because they were following him, and he had it written on two big pizza boxes.
Ah.
Funny movie. Did you ever see one
called And God Spoke?
Yes.
Yeah, with Soupy Sales as Moses.
Yeah, with Soupy Sales.
That was so funny.
I did it until you talked about it before. Then I found it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That a funny one.
Funny stuff.
Soupy Sales as Moses. He's getting a six-pack of Pepsi. The product placement and the tooth.
Oh, Christ.
And a real Jan. Yeah. That's right. It's the 3 minutes. Oh, my God. Tonight's 3 minutes. Wow.
Oh, we got a good one.
I'm sorry, man.
Is this another one I have to send to Derek?
Well, this week I talked Gigantor off the ledge, okay?
Okay, all right, that's always good.
So in honor of him coming in off of the ledge, it's 3 minutes you'll never get back with Gigantor. Oh, my God.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Bet you that was right on. Dadgummit. Gigantor the space age robot. I wonder if that's on the soundboard. I don't think that is on the soundboard. Can you believe that's not on the soundboard? Maybe it is. Dirty, dirty, dirty. And I got this one.
Lemon curry.
Lemon curry. Gotta have lemon curry. If you don't have lemon curry, I don't know how you're gonna keep going there. Tad, you had two treats. Shut up. All right. Okay. Following up on a previously reported story, Charlie Manson.
Who?
Cremated.
Yeah, okay.
Charles Manson.
There you go.
At a funeral. At a funeral. Torched his ass. His ashes were spread across a creek. I wouldn't drink that water if I were you. But the wind blew them back on the guests. Oh, my God. Just like in Lebowski. How cool is that?
Fuck it, Donnie.
Sources said the wind blew.
Too, man.
Sources said the wind blew Manson's ashes back on his guests. Beautiful. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What?
What the fuck?
That's on his service pamphlet there. I can do
Christ.
All things through Christ which
though?
Strengthen me. What's that?
You know what, though? Just as long as Keith Richards stokes snorting, you know, I imagine it's all right. Richards' ashes.
Oh, he got fault, man. That piece of shit he was.
Uh-huh. Did the Beach Boys go to the funeral?
His Beach Boy was the one that drowned.
Yeah.
The one he was into.
Yeah.
The drummer.
Yep.
Oh, here's some baseball news. We got sports news. Sports
okay,
news.
Go tell.
Ed, simmer down, man. The Pirates have signed another Korean.
All right. There you go.
This time it's Jai Hwan Ba. Or Bay? Ba. I think Ba. Jai Hwan Ba.
Can you have fun with that name?
I don't know. It's not as good as Jung Ho Gang, but Jai Hwan Ba. He's a shortstop, and he can hit. And, you know, we need a shortstop that can hit. So, looking forward to this. I like the Korean guys. Good ball players. Man.
Well, you would love the Korean women. I'm telling you.
Oh well, you know, I'm considered a near god in Korea.
Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. All right. This week, Mark Zuckerberg, the guy that killed MySpace. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, the wrath of Tom is here, man. He lost $9 billion this week.
$9 billion.
$9 billion, like the president says, billion. Fucking $9 billion. Wow.
Huh?
No, and I'm worried about buying a bottle of $60 scotch.
Wait, I'd like to know the comparison. How much is that to what he's worth? You know, because that's a fucking lot of money. I had to put a big debt in what he's worth.
Well, it said that he's the fourth richest man in the world, and now he's gone down to like sixth or seventh.
All right.
His wealth loss over the 2 days that they're counting here in this article was greater than the entire net worths of all but 170 of the world's more than 1,000 billionaires.
Holy shit.
So, he is one rich mofo.
Well, if he was dropped to number seven, that means G.T. Trenton probably moved up to eight. All right. Congratulations, G.T., man. You're up there, baby.
G.T.'s talking about the Chief. We talked about the Chief when you were on, dude. We went over the Chief. Sorry to see the Chief go. I got my Chief sweatshirt. I got a Chief hat. I'm chiefing it up over here.
Bobblehead?
I don't have a Chief bobblehead. I gotta get one before they're gone, man.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Or probably
I only got two bobblehead. I got a Bucko bobblehead. Bucko bobblehead, and then he's just a pirate. And then a Bill Mazeroski bobblehead. That's pretty cool. Maz, baby.
You got bobblehead, don't you?
And it's sports.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim, I got who else? Krusty the Clown bobblehead, and I got a Magilla Gorilla bobble. So,
okay,
we got some bobbling. I can do some bobbling over here. Magilla Gorilla is the best one, I think. Man, he's cool. I like him.
You should open up a bar, man. Because bars that have this shit hanging up on the walls, you know, little strange knickknacks, those have always been my favorite bars.
Oh, you know what Gigantor's? You know what Gigantor's bringing for the man cave? An ambiguously gay duo lunchbox. How do you like that?
That's great. I like it.
Can't wait to see that. Some guy had, I don't know why, some guy at his work had, like, a bunch of extra ambiguously gay duo lunchboxes with ambiguously gay duo figures inside. And he was just, he offered them up at work, and, like, people didn't jump on that?
Yeah, really?
You know, like 3 days later, he asked the guy, he says, you have any of those left? He goes, yeah, sure, you can have one. He goes, my buddy'd love that. All right, I'm going to have a splash of the green. Here we go.
Good for you. Jack Green?
Oh. That's all. Did you hear it? Did you hear it uncork? Beauty.
Yes, I did. I thought it was Ted Fart.
There you go. Gotta love corks, man, in booze. Sign of class.
Cork Ireland, too.
Oh. Man. You know, half the fun's just sniffing the shit. All right. $9 billion. That's a... Whew. Man.
Fuck him.
You'd think that would leave a mark. Not so much. All right, now this leaves a mark. Where did this happen? This happened in Birmingham in the UK, man. It's a sad, sad story. The View Cinema Cineplex Complex. A man died after lodging his head in the footrest of his electronic seat at a movie theater.
Oh,
it fucking sucked,
what
man. Yeah. Well,
what
he
happened?
Bent down. He dropped his gym crack, and he was trying to get it from in between the theater seats. And I guess these seats must, you know, be some kind of, automatic
William,
moving or
William
something.
William Castle probably rigged it to shock people. William Castle.
But he bent down. The reclining electric seat's footrest clamped down on the man's head. He was attending the film with his partner, who reportedly became frantic as the man started to panic upon realizing he was stuck. Staff and other patrons at the cinema struggled to free him, but eventually broke him out of the entrapment. The man suffered cardiac arrest.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He had a heart attack from being scared. His head was stuck in a thing.
Did they mention what movie it was?
No.
You figured they would.
It's probably that pedophile Woody Allen, that bastard. I'm kidding. Is that one guy the one that they pretend is his son?
Yeah.
Has he ever seen a picture of Frank Sinatra in his life?
He's got it though. But you say, why won't he be telling people? He hates Alan that much. Why won't he be telling people, hey, I'm Frank's kid?
It's like the Farkle family on Laughing, you know? This guy is not Woody Allen's son. I hate to tell you, man. This is Frank's kid. There's no two ways about it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Man. What's his name? Baron? Ronan?
Well, you know what his name was originally? Satchel.
Hoischel or Satchel, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'm going in.
Yeah. Go in. Drink that.
That's ambrosia.
Good stuff.
Oh, is that good? Oh. Good stuff. Love it. GT's getting bored. Okay. Let's have an exciting story.
Wait a minute, though. After they named him Satchel and he got in this big divorce thing, she renamed him Seamus. And somehow later on, his name became Rowan. I don't know. She named him Seamus to put a nice Irish name on Alan's kid. That's another fuck you, Jew boy.
She had to call him Frank the Third.
Chairman of the board, Junior.
Jesus Christ, he looks just like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
the fuck?
Get out of jail.
It's blonde Frank Sinatra.
There's a slight difference in appearance between Woody Allen and Frank Sinatra. I mean, it's not
a little bit.
It's a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. But yeah, he's leaning towards the Frank side.
But you never saw those two photographed together, did you? All right.
It's like Marty Feldman and George Clooney.
Man.
A little.
That's some tasty booze. Green Label. All right.
That smells good.
We're going to Western PA. Two women are accused of stealing more than $70,000 from the get-go where they worked. This is a convenience store.
Yeah.
They hustled this place for more than 70 grand between the two of them while on the job, you know, ringing up sales and then pocketing the money and then, you know, not scanning cigarettes and taking the money, you know.
Whoa,
these
companies
are
about to get rich.
Masterminds.
I'm taking
notes. Well, shit.
Can't imagine you're taking notes.
Don't do it in front of them cameras, babe. All right?
Uh-oh.
This is how stupid they are, though. They kind of need a shovel to the head. Because the police told them that they had all the evidence they needed, including inventory sheets, video, of course, and even a cheat sheet that was hanging up in the store. They had a cheat sheet hanging up in the store. I mean, you know, come on.
How long did it take them to get caught? For 70,000?
Several months? Let's see. 70 grand is a lot.
Well, convenience stores, they bring in a lot of money, convenience stores.
Thousands of dollars pretending to ring up sales. They don't really give a time. They don't give a time thing, but I would expect over, you know, a few months, a year, or something like that. Crazy, man.
I wonder if one of them was to a manager. Because you got to figure,
they
there's a
don't.
Manager there, there's a cheat sheet hanging up, I have a steal the money.
Yeah. Well, they didn't work on the same shift, but they just worked the counter at this get-go. And $70,000, that's a lot of cash.
That is.
$73,000, more than $73,000.
That's
congratulations.
For us, it's retail.
And the scotch hit fast. Oh, yeah, you got that right. Okay, there it is.
Ow!
Indeed.
Don't stop me. No, no. Now, back to our show.
The human race was dying out.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Absolutely. Happy birthday indeed.
Yes, everybody.
Ship
That's
of
a
Fools.
Great movie, Ship of Fools. Good movie.
Yeah.
You ever see it?
Yeah.
Great flick.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
We're boring, Greg G.T. Trenton, man.
Well, that's all right, man. We got the polka coming up soon. He loves that.
How about this?
We'll get him back.
Keeping your poop in a jar.
Oh,
till the day come back. But don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar.
Huh? Anything?
Poop in a jar.
Anything?
Poop in a jar.
Poop in a jar, man. Come on. I had a cake's clamoring for the polka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I got two ways to go in tonight's polka. I'll let you, the audience, decide. I have a tried and true polka.
Huh. Okay.
John Wilfart. Appropriate, considering tonight's atmosphere.
Wilfart's good.
Oh, speaking of wit, speaking of Farty.
Wilfarty.
We got to let Farty out. Farty. Here, Farty. There you go, buddy. Go out and poop. There you go, buddy. He's a sweetie.
Not long for this world.
Pain in my ass, but he's a sweetie. You know, what are you going to do? All right. Back to the polka. We've got the John Wilfart traditional polka, and then a new polka, a kind of experimental polka.
Okay.
Might be a bit wacky. Might be a bit wacky. There's one that's a safe polka and one that's the okay. The scary polka.
Safe or wacky?
Dangerous.
Write it in, kids.
Yeah.
Write it in, kids. Safe or wacky.
Safe or wacky. Poop in a jar or poop out of a jar. It's one of the two. 2-1. 6-1, half dozen of the other. Wacky. Maggie C says wacky. Ted says bark. Let me back in already. He always does this when I'm writing emails. I'm like right in the middle of this email trying to be fucking literate. And bark. Hey, come over here. Hey. Pay attention to me now, Diddy Mal. All right, he needs water. Here you go, Booch. He's a good boy. He's a sweetheart. Attaboy. You've had enough treats for three dogs tonight. Simmer down, you fat ass. All right. He's holding me hostage, basically. I mean, that's the relationship. More or less.
Safe.
Cake says safe. All right, we'll go with the Wilfarts then.
Yeah, Wilfarts.
It's...
He never lets us down.
Polka time. Oh, he's classy. It's a go-to. You can't go wrong. All right.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Dougie's Unpied Polka. Come on and dance Dougie's Unpied Polka. It means the same as Prozit, which means good health to you. First find a dimpled Troy line. Be smart and soon she will fall for your line. Then Dougie's Unpied Polka will make your dreams come true. Waiters dancing with their trays, bringing out the signs of beer, drinking till the break of day. Everyone is full of cheer. What a happy, happy thrill when you hear the Oompa Band. How can anyone be still? Grab your partner by the hand. Dance Dougie's Unpied Polka. Better than Cronkite Polka. Dance Dougie's Unpied Polka. And say you love me too.
Because I'm nice.
Is this right?
Don't we have a Gesundheit thing on here? Everything is Gesundheit.
Yeah. Everything is Gesundheit. Yeah. Photos. I like it.
Where's Gesundheit, man?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
That's not it either.
Should do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Oh, here we go.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
I love that movie.
Her Wilfart. That's a German name, isn't it, Wilfart?
You got that right. Okay.
Yeah, so there you have
Jokes
it.
From the Hood is here joining us.
Okay, all right. Jokes
possible.
From the Hood.
Jokes.
Okay.
GT made it through the polka. You know he had
We're
the
proud
sound
of
on,
him.
Man. He was tapping his toes. He did a... He did one a promenade around the room. Hmm.
Good man. Good man, that GT.
Man, I can't tell you how goddamn good this scotch is. Hmm. I won't really know until tomorrow when I can have a real whack. Boom!
Get one
good
now.
Good stuff, man. That's
Have
enough,
one
man.
Now.
Dude, I'm going to probably... I'm going to probably crash and burn right after the show, man, because... But say, man, I got to be like the chief tomorrow, man. I'm going to be straight.
Okay, that's right.
I'm waking. So, I got to pay to fucking buy the bananas. Had my banana
what do you,
today.
What do you got? Okay.
What, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Davis?
Young co-ed.
Did you have the prop?
Yeah. Call. No, those are coming up, good Lord, next month.
Okay.
And then May. But, college co-eds, and I'll be like going, God, they're not even sexy anymore. It's like they're children,
no,
you know?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
They were until we were about 45. Then all of a sudden they became kids.
Yeah. I mean, they're really young. Really young.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
But it worked when we were, 40 still. Wow.
Oh. Have a little Johnny Green Label, man. Apple cheeks. Holy shit, is this stuff good. Oh. It is something else. Beautiful. Sexy bottle, too.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's
square.
A weird game.
Square, man. And of course, I'm drinking it out of the Glencairn glass.
You know how it's done. Life is good.
I'm a common sewer. What life is goo, man.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, man.
Uh-huh.
I got
Thomas Stewart.
I got a fucking mulligan this week. Okay.
All right. You got a do-over.
And
good.
I kind of had one coming. You know, it was like, this isn't. You know, you kind of feel undeserving when you're not, like, you know, an asshole like the president. You know, when you get a mulligan, you're like, oh, geez, I'm not worthy of this mulligan, you know. But
of course,
it was very cool, man. It was like, okay, you know, get away
what
with
was
one.
It?
Nice.
Well, it's a good time.
No, no,
why
it was just it was somebody I thought I might have pissed off, and then they called, and there was no problem. Like, you know, there was no. No harm,
okay.
No foul.
Right.
It was like good.
Right. Well,
good.
Elaborate. Was it because of something you wrote?
No. It was something totally different.
Okay.
But we got a caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Area code 845. What's up?
Yeah,
845.
Yeah, you got another one of them possum burgers left.
Sure.
Dr. Cage. It's Dr. Cage.
All right. Well, cool. Yeah,
I got
awesome burgers.
I got a Bigfoot out here. Said he just dropped
Bigfoot.
In and he's hungry as hell. So I happened to look at
Oscar Burgers.
Yeah, he likes Blog Talk Radio, and I picked one out for him. So we saw that he saw that burger.
Yeah,
you know they talk.
Huh?
They're human beings. You know,
they're a little greasy. Greasy.
Little hairy and greasy, you know, and stink a little bit, but they're okay.
Greasy.
Yeah. Like Ginsburgers.
Woo-woo Ginsburgers. Yeah, they're greasy. And, well, they're not hairy, though. They're bald.
That's bald.
Yeah.
So where you catching them possums at? They good?
There you go. That's a good question.
Yeah, in the lounge.
You
catch them in the possum lounge. You set a trap. You start a blog talk show, and then they just jump right in the boat.
You don't sound like you're in Louisiana, though. Maybe
no.
East Texas.
No.
East Texas.
Not anymore. No, I'm a Midwesterner, man. We're from planet Bizarro. We live on Bizarro World now. It doesn't matter where you are.
We live in Salvador.
I see.
So you're out there near the east. City of Smith Center, the center of the United States, right? Kansas.
We're on the left side of the equator.
Oh, yeah. In Nebraska.
We reside in the shithole. That's where we are.
Yeah, shithole. We're from a shithole country. Is where we are.
Shitholeville.
I hear you, man.
It's Crazyton is actually the name of the town.
Home of the possum burgers.
Yeah.
We got it all. Can we put you down for some?
Yeah.
Nothing goes with it like that. Yeah, where are you from?
I'm out here in space right now.
Okay. Commodore will meet you there after a couple of hits of scotch. He'll be up there with you.
Yeah, we went out to Area 51 and grabbed one of them saucers and took off.
Yeah,
now we're
a little bit of green label. You'll be
right around. Yeah, we got a little scotch here. We're trying to get another bottle of scotch, you know.
You got a Space Forces. Space Forces, Commodore. That's what it's all about.
Oh. I had to keep the Space Force. Come on, man.
Now you gotta find it.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
that's
the problem.
I see 6 Navy and 6 Air Force spaceships up here. I wonder what they're doing up here.
Space Force, that's man.
There it is.
All right, well, we gotta hightail it out of here, man. The clock
no,
is ticking.
Keep it going. Bigfoot said, keep it going.
Man, it's
keep
the
it
rules, man. It's
run it over. He said run it over.
Oh, man. It is the, it's the,
say,
it's the rules.
Say hello to Bobo J. Mulligan. Astronaut J.J. Bobo J. Mulligan.
Mulligan, you guys have those too, Mulligan?
Oh, yeah. We're living on a mulligan right now. Resisting on mulligan.
You
want
to sing out with us, honey? Sing out with us, honey. What are you drinking?
Green Label.
I got water. You can drink it.
I got one
label.
More sip of Green Label.
What happened to saving that for tomorrow?
You guys keep it up, stay out of trouble, and leave the women alone.
All right,
I
don't
know
brother.
About that last one, but you got it, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. What a
Green Label.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Woo-woo Ginsburg. Who the hell is that?
Woo-woo Ginsburger.
All right, man. Let's beam the fuck out of here. You ready?
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Gumby.
Goodnight, Gumby.
Energize!
Tomorrow I'll be lonesome, remembering you. Got a feeling the sun will be gone, the day will be long and blue. And tomorrow I'll be crying, remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering. Sad because we're parting. Remember it, consolate my heart in remembering
bring their own applause. They don't fuck around.
No, they don't, man.
That was a goodie, though, huh? Carol O'Connor.
That was good. And you know what, man? We needed that hood call, man. That was good. We're starting to run out of things to talk about. That was good talking.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
Hoodie.
I know. Good times. Good stuff.
Yeah. Fun times.
So you got to sell gars tomorrow, and I got to draw a picture.
Yeah. It's funny, though, but I feel as though tomorrow is like a vacation because it's the Easy Store. You know, after 10 hours.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
The other store, you know, it kind of like, kind of looking forward to it. It's good. I like it.
Well, I had stroke of good luck. I took this gig tomorrow, which is like an hour away. Yeah. And then I got a call for a gig that was like 3 hours away.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, and I had to turn that down. I'm like, man, I got the right call first, you know.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's the other way around.
You would have taken that. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually take the job that's like a million miles away, and then I get a call. Hey, you want to come next door and draw? Hopefully I'm on a roll with that kind of juju, man. That's some good
season?
Karma.
Is this the season for events? I know events happen all the time, but you have to have like one season.
I didn't do shit this month, man.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I think two paying jobs this month, man. Oh my God. But hey, man, that's cool. It all evens out. I'm gonna be working my ass off in May. My God, that fucking month is looking crazy. So.
All right. Okay. May should be the time. Isn't there like May weddings and shit like that?
May. Yeah. You know, it's weird. I don't have a lot. The summer kind of fills up as it goes on. You know, those are the I don't know, later on. I've got gigs all year. Those wedding things, man. I got weddings coming out the ass. Great.
Yeah.
Fish in a barrel.
People get married in May for some reason.
Yeah, June weddings. Trouble is, there's only so many Fridays and Saturdays, man. In the calendar, man. Let's see how am I shaping up. I don't mean to go on about this, but June's looking good. Man, I got every Saturday in June almost booked. July, I ain't got shit. That's weird.
Yeah.
August, busy. September's starting to fill up. October, busy. Jesus Christ. I got shit booked in December. I'm a busy man.
This is ass.
Hopefully I live long enough to fulfill all these obligations. All right, man. Well, have good time selling your gars tomorrow. I'm glad you're having an easy day. And I'll probably have an easy day. Just drawing silly pictures. And
yeah,
I really enjoy doing it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's an easy drive, too. It's like a left. Or no, you're driving a highway. You make a right, a left, and a right, and you're there. That's the best
nice.
Part.
Nice.
I hate some kind of... Man, sometimes you go, especially you get down to Cincinnati area, you're a jiminy Christmas. I remember one time, I'm trying to find my way home, and I drove around and around and around in circles. I'm starting to get pissed off. I'm like, just get me on the fucking highway. My God, I want to go home. It's 3 in the morning. You know? So. All right, Tommy. Enough of that. Ed, them after proms are coming, man. Jeez. Not looking forward to that.
After prom, yeah.
I've already committed to one in Cincinnati. God, I'll be down in Cincinnati until 3 in the morning. Jeebus. It's inhuman.
Weird Al is close to the Paul game we got to check out.
A what?
Sweet Al, she posted a polka.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah.
I like it, the polka.
It looks familiar.
We'll
say
that.
I don't know if we did it or not.
Polka.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows, man? The history of... you know. Nothing really matters
uh-huh.
anymore. You know, it doesn't. Just try to be good to each other and... You know, let's come together, man. This country's so divided. It just bugs the fuck out of me, man. Didn't used to be like this, man.
I'm going to post the Man in the Sky Ten Commandments on a pizza box. I'm reading that.
I'll have to check that out, man.
That's a great movie, man. Tina's in it. Tina has a big part of it.
Oh, you know who liked two of my comments the last 2 days? Teresa Ganzel. You remember Teresa Ganzel?
Ganzel.
She was the woman that replaced Carol Wayne as the Tea Time movie lady.
Oh, okay.
What a set of jugs. She nice lady. Man, that gave me a boner hose. I'm like, I wished her happy birthday.
Sure.
She like the comment. I'm like, get off, man. All I could think of were those boobs. I love them. God bless America. Fuck Bill Cosby. Yeah. Fuck Bill Cosby. He sexually assaulted her.
He's having a retrial today. They were just showing a clip of it.
He fucked with Teresa, and Teresa's my girl, man.
Uh huh.
I don't cotton to that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You would slip her, Mickey. Give it a chance.
Oh, wow. Have a little green label and kick our shoes off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Green label.
All
above
board. Oh. Yes. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Good night, Gummy.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light?
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!